Chief Knott, catch us up on the case.
So as of today, we requested assistance from the Colorado National Guard 8 Civil Support Team to respond to basalt and perform laboratory analysis on the contents of the bottles, the liquid contents, and a unknown paper-type substance that has been found in each of the bottles.
According to the press release, some samples of bleach, isopropyl alcohol, sodium acetate trihydrate, titanium oxide, starch, and adhesive material were found in the liquid. This suggests a solvent. So far, what do you think has been going on?
So that's what we're still trying to figure out. Our investigation continues. We're trying to determine why those substances were in the bottle, along with what appears to be photographed paper that was in that liquid substance in the bottle. So we're trying to determine what the individual was doing, if he was trying to remove photographic images from paper. I don't know, but we continue to look into that. What I do know is during the execution of the search warrant at his residence, we did find several packages of photographs. None of those photographs contained illegal or unlawful images on them. There were pictures of individuals in various settings or pictures of screenshots on a computer.
So what's the next step in this head-scratcher of a case, Chief Knott?
So we're continuing to look into this, trying to investigate and figure out exactly what he was doing. What we do know for sure is that the liquid substances within the bottles is hazardous. They were thrown into the Roaring Fork River, that the pH levels of the contents of the bottles ranged between 11 and 14 pH, and any pH level above a 12.5 is considered corrosive. So we're continuing to look into this and try and figure out exactly what this gentleman was doing and why he was doing it.
When you say it was thrown into the Roaring Fork River, was the corrosive material from inside the bottle dumped into the river, or were the sealed bottles thrown into the river?
The sealed bottles were thrown into the river.
Is there any precedent for this kind of case?
No, none that we can find. I've been speaking with several colleagues trying to see if they've ever experienced anything like this before. None have. We have ruled out that there is no presence of drugs in the bottles. Mm-hmm. So there is no presence of manufacturing of methamphetamine like we originally thought.
Okay. Well, Basalt Chief Greg Knott, thanks very much.
Thank you.